Preliminary figures show that just under 161,000 deer were registered during the hunt, compared to 213,000 in 2018. Of the deer harvested in the 2019 9-day season, 75,000 were antlered, compared to 105,000 in 2018. The 9-day hunt also provided successful hunters with 85,000 antlerless deer, a decrease from 108,000 in 2018. Big game ecologist Kevin Wallenfang says the totals were down in the North Woods. In this part of the state, two large snowstorms hit Wednesday and Saturday. Other parts of the state were less affected by weather.
What we're hearing from hunters is that it varied quite a bit across the state. It's always hard to, you know, put any kind of a blanket statement on deer hunting in Wisconsin because it might, you know, hold true in one area but not necessarily in another. But we're certainly hearing from folks that were in the far northern part of the state that the blizzard conditions of a few days up there really impacted their ability to get out and hunt and to see deer. Down here in the south, we had several days of high winds and rain. It certainly has an impact. If it didn't have an impact, people wouldn't need to sit in heated blinds and things like that.
The northern forest zone saw a 38% drop in deer registered. The central farmlands are off about 20% from a year ago. Wallenfang says one positive aspect of the hunt was there were few injuries, although one of the four injuries occurred here in Oneida County. A 38-year-old man suffered a self-inflicted firearm-related injury, striking his left foot. Wallenfang says there's still opportunities to hunt, including the muzzleloader hunt going on now until December 11th, a four-day antlerless hunt beginning December 12th, and remaining archery and crossbow seasons. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.